Be continually mindful of all the kinds of men and of all kinds of pursuits and of all nations that are now dead, till your thoughts come down even to Philistion and Phoebus and Origanion. Now turn your thoughts to the other kinds of men. To that place then we too must remove, where there are so many great orators and so many noble philosophers, Heraclitus, Pythagoras, Socrates, so many heroes of former days, and so many generals after them and kings. Besides these, Eudoxus, Hipparchus, Archimedes, and other men of acute natural talents, great minds, men who love their work, together with rascals and prigs, and even those who mock the perishable and ephemeral life of man, like Menippus and so on. As to all of these, consider that they have long been in the dust. And what harm is this to them, or to those whose names are altogether unknown? One thing here is worth a great deal, to pass your life in truth and justice, with a benevolent disposition even to liars and unjust men. When you wish to delight yourself, think of the virtues of those who live with you. For instance, the ceaseless activity of one, the modesty of another, the liberality of a third, and some other good quality of a fourth. For nothing delights so much as the exemplification of the virtues when they are exhibited in the morals of those who live with us. And the more abundantly they present themselves, so much the better. So keep these examples before you. You are not dissatisfied, I suppose, because you weigh only so many pounds and not 300. Do not be dissatisfied, then, that you must live only so many years and not more, for as much as you are satisfied with the amount of substantial matter that has been assigned to you, likewise be content with the time. Do what you can to persuade. If people remain unpersuaded, act anyway when the principles of justice lead that way. If, however, someone using force stands in your way, then change direction, be content and tranquil, and employ the hindrance towards the exercise of some other virtue. Remember that your effort was always subject to conditions, that you did not imagine you could do the impossible. What then did you look for? A purpose qualified by conditions. And this object you have attained. What was proposed is accomplished. What is your own true good? He who loves fame considers it to lie in another man's reactions, and he who loves pleasure his own sensations. But he who has understanding considers his own acts to be his own good. It is in our power to have no opinion about a thing and not to be disturbed in our soul, for things in themselves have no natural power to form our judgments. Accustom yourself to attend carefully to what is said by another, and as much as it is possible enter into the speaker's mind. That which is not good for the swarm, neither is it good for the bee. If sailors abused the helmsman or the sick the doctor, is there anybody else they would listen to? How else could the helmsman secure the safety of those in the ship, or the doctor the health of those whom he attends? How many with whom I came into the world are already gone out of it? Appearances. To the jaundiced, honey tastes bitter, and to those bitten by mad dogs, water causes fear, and to little children, a ball is a fine thing. Why, then, am I angry? Do you think that a false opinion has less power than the bile in the jaundiced, or the poison in him who is bitten by a mad dog? No one will hinder you from living according to the reason of your own nature. Nothing will happen to you contrary to the reason of universal nature. What kind of people are they whom men wish to please, and for what objects, and by what kinds of actions? How soon will time cover all things, and how many things it has covered already?